Hello and welcome. This file is called Milk, and it will give you a strong desire to induce lactation and keep you motivated once you finally do it. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, relax, and let's begin. And now, with your eyes closed, imagine that you're at some beautiful tropical beach. That's right. Just visualize yourself on a wonderful beach, far away from all stress, all responsibilities, all the everyday things. Just a wonderful vacation. And as you walk along this warm beach, maybe you feel the warm sun on your skin. Maybe you feel a light breeze, feeling the warm sand under your feet as you relax more and more. You hear the waves rushing in, the sound of the water, and you just enjoy this wonderful, beautiful beach. And you know how it feels to walk in warm sand, how your feet sink into the sand with every step, making your entire body feel so heavy, so tired, so relaxed. You walk down to the water and sit down at the waterline, sitting there, looking at the waves rushing in and receding, every wave relaxing you a little bit more. And now I like you to imagine that I'm there with you, and I'm using a stick to write the number 10 into the wet sand in front of you. And as you look at the number, another wave comes rushing in, and as the water recedes, the number is gone from the sand, erased from the sand. And you find that you feel a little bit more relaxed, a little bit heavier, calmer, more peaceful. And I write the number 9 into the sand in front of you. And you look at it, feel it pulling you down into a deeper trance as the next wave comes rushing in and erases it from the sand, from your mind, relaxing you a little bit more, making you feel so heavy. And as I draw the number 8 into the sand in front of you, you think about it a little bit. What's going on with you? What's happening every time I write a number and the wave erases it? You feel heavier, go deeper, you relax more and more, as if the wave, the warm water, washes through your mind, erasing all of your stress, washing away all the tension, as it erases the number in the sand. And as you see the next wave washing the number away, you feel it washing away your stress, washing away all your cares, sinking deeper. And I write the number 7 into the sand, and you watch in your peaceful and relaxed state as the water flows over it and flows higher, gently flowing around your feet. You realize the tide is coming in. It feels so warm, so comfortable. You feel completely relaxed, peaceful. There's nothing to do, nothing to think about. Just relaxing, enjoying this amazing beach. And as the water recedes, you feel so sleepy, so drowsy. All your cares are so far away. You lazily watch as I draw the number 6 into the sand, the number barely registering on your mind. All you know is that you will go even deeper with the next wave. You feel it flowing around your feet and your legs. The water is so warm and soft, making you so relaxed, so sleepy. The sensation is so wonderful, so amazing, that you're barely aware of the water receding. Nor do you take any notice of the 5 that I draw into the sand in front of you. You're completely and deeply lost in this peaceful, sleepy state of mind, barely able to keep your eyes open as the next wave flows around your legs, erasing the number, erasing all stress, relaxing you more and more, deeper and deeper. And I draw the number 4 into the sand. And when the wave comes, relaxing you even more, washing around your legs, the warm water makes your entire body so heavy, makes you feel so sleepy, so comfortable, so wonderful, that you just lay back, lay down into the warm sand, closing your eyes. As the water recedes, you sink down deep to a relaxing and comfortable sleep, and you only hear me drawing the number 3 into the sand. And the next wave washes around your entire body, up your legs, around your arms, your torso. The water is so warm, so soft, relaxing you, washing away all your cares, all your stresses, taking you deeper and deeper. And as the wave recedes, you slip deeper into trance, fading away more and more, letting go, sinking down, and only a small part of your mind is still aware that I draw the number 2 into the sand. You're only looking forward to the next wave, to the warm water, relaxing you, calming you, helping you to feel heavier, to sink deeper, to let go even more, feeling it, feeling the warm water, relaxing you down, taking you down. And as the wave recedes, you're so deep, so heavy. You feel so peaceful, comfortable. You don't even think about the number I'm drawing into the sand. The next wave relaxes your entire body, letting go. So deep, so comfortable, free of cares, free of worries, free of thoughts, just relaxing on this wonderful beach. And as the wave recedes, you feel so wonderful, so heavy, not even thinking about the numbers at all. And the next wave rushes in, erasing the 0 from the beach, flowing around your body, and gently picking you up. You float on the warm, soft water as it recedes, carrying you out to the sea, gently carrying you. The water is so warm, feel so wonderful as you float out to the sea, further and further, and you feel completely safe. You know you are safe. You know that it will just help you to relax more and more as you drift out further and further, feeling so good, so safe, so peaceful. And now that you drifted out quite a bit, now let your body become even heavier, and you will know that you can easily breathe. Even underwater, you will easily breathe and you will be completely safe. So allow your body to become heavy, so heavy that you begin to sink down, sinking down under the surface. See the bright light shining through the surface, the light dancing, silvery light dancing through the water as you sink down. And as you sink down, you feel heavier, more and more isolated, more and more within yourself, isolated from the rest of the world. And the deeper you sink, the stronger these sensations become, feeling isolated, at peace, alone with yourself and in yourself. All there is my voice as you begin to sink down, enjoying the light dancing under the surface, the rays of light distorted by the waves, dancing, playing all around you. As you look, this wonderful, fascinating play of light that calms your thoughts, that relaxes you deeper and deeper as you drift down further and further, letting go, drifting down. And as you sink deeper, you're passing through a school of fish, a big school of fish that plays with you, floating around you, changing and shifting as they change the direction. And it's a beautiful sight to behold as you look at the fish, as you try to discern the pattern. You realize it's much easier to just let go, to just stop thinking and enjoy the beauty of the experience. As you sink further and further, the fish following you for a little while, playing with you, dancing with you, as you gently sink downward, further and further, and the light from the surface slowly begins to dim down, your surroundings becoming darker and darker. And you feel completely safe, protected, isolated by the darkness. You feel so peaceful because you know this is time for yourself, time to enjoy a little vacation, a little time to spend just for you as you sink down, 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 the light becoming dimmer and dimmer, surroundings darker and darker, as you gently drift down into peace, into relaxation, feeling so calm, so heavy, so wonderful. And then, as you sink down into deeper darkness, you hear the song of a whale. You hear the whale song, and it's strange. It's not just the sound you hear, you feel it. Every single sound vibrating through your body, resonating within your body, making you feel even calmer, even more peaceful, relaxing you more and more, like a gentle massage, The whale sings, your body resonates, massaging you, calming you, relaxing you further and further, making you feel more and more heavy, more and more relaxed, so peaceful, so wonderful, as you let go, sinking down, drifting down, relaxing, letting go of your mind, and just enjoying this heavy, wonderful sensation in your body as you sink down deeper and deeper, the darkness around you growing, still the wonderful whale song playing through your body, relaxing you, only slowly fading away as you sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper down, letting go, sinking into darkness, drifting down, floating down, so heavy, so warm, so peaceful, and it's so dark around you. The only light you can see as the whale songs slowly fade away are some friendly, glow-in-the-dark fish around you. Their bioluminescence, their light, is the only indication that you're still sinking deeper and deeper, further and further down into trance, letting go more and more, as you pass even those fish, and sinking further and further down, closer to the ground, deeper and deeper, and as even those fish fade from your vision, and you're in deep darkness, you feel a warmth around you, as you near the ground of the ocean, close to a hot underwater source, and the warmth envelops you, and you float in this warmth, your descent stopping, you just float in a bubble of warm water, relaxing your body even more, even deeper, completely isolated, deep below the sea, alone, alone with yourself, in a deep, wonderful trance. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to give you the desire and the motivation to induce lactation. That's right. And I'm sure if you are listening to this right now, you already have the desire to lactate, to be able to produce milk. And we are going to increase this desire so we can tap into it to keep you motivated. And from now on, whenever you see any milk, it doesn't matter if it's milk in real life, a glass of milk, if you see someone drinking a coffee or a tea with milk, if you see a bottle of milk in a supermarket, or even if it's just on TV or an advertisement for milk. Whenever you see milk or you see the word milk, it will remind you of your desire to lactate, to be able to produce milk yourself. That's right. All milk you see will become a trigger for you. And every time you see milk, this desire to be able to produce milk yourself will grow a little bit stronger inside of you. And most of the time, this will simply happen on a subconscious level, and you will never even be aware. Your subconscious mind sees the milk, and it will increase the desire to lactate. And it will just happen in the back of your mind, without you even being aware of it. And yet, your desire to be able to produce milk will grow a little bit, will become a little bit stronger, will be rooted a little bit deeper into your mind every time you see milk, which will most likely be several times every single day. Just imagine how often you see milk, see an advertisement, see someone drinking milk, see a bottle of milk, and even though you're usually not aware that you're seeing it, from now on, this will increase your desire to lactate. Every time, just a little bit, but over time, it will make a massive difference and give you a strong desire, a strong craving to be able to produce milk yourself. That's right. And then, of course, there are situations where you are very aware of it. And maybe it's just you're very aware that you're seeing milk. Or maybe it's when you use milk, when you drink milk, when you buy milk. And whenever you are aware that you are seeing milk or that you are doing something with milk, this desire to be able to lactate will come to the forefront of your mind. That's right. You will see the milk and you will crave to be able to produce milk yourself. And the awareness of the milk will be pulling on your heartstrings, and your desire to be able to produce milk yourself will become really strong, really intense, just for a moment coming to the forefront of your mind. And if you're able to enjoy this feeling, it will stay with you maybe for a minute, maybe for two, maybe for five. And if you're in a situation where it's impossible to focus on it, maybe because you're working, or maybe because you have to do something else, you will find that after a few seconds, maybe three, maybe five, it will just fade to the back of your mind again. And yet you will know that your desire to lactate has grown a little bit, has become a little bit stronger, a little bit more intense. The need to lactate growing inside of you every single day. That's right. From now on, all milk will be a trigger for you. And not just real milk, but even depictions of milk, or just the word milk. Whenever you are reminded of milk in any way, and even if it's only subconscious, your desire to be able to produce milk yourself will grow a little bit more, will become a little bit stronger. That's right. And as this desire grows, sooner or later, you will want to induce lactation. And of course, you understand that inducing lactation is a longer-term project. And because of that, you will really put some thought into it, figuring out the best way for you to fulfill this craving and induce lactation so that you are finally able to produce milk yourself. That's right. You will work out a time schedule because you know that if you really want to induce lactation, you have to do it at least 6 times a day for a minimum of 10 to 15 minutes and over a time of up to 6 weeks. That's right. And so, as your desire to induce lactation grows stronger and stronger inside of you, you will create a timetable that is ideal for you and allows you to fulfill this dream of being able to produce milk. That's right. And once you finally dive into it, once you finally start the project and induce lactation so you can finally experience it and live it, you will find that you can easily tap into your desire to keep you motivated. That's right. Because this deep desire that grows inside of you every time you see milk will grow stronger every day. It will be a wonderful resource to draw your motivation from. And whenever your lactation induction schedule gets too hard, or you're lazy and you want to skip it, you will feel this desire, this craving, coming right to the forefront of your mind and always keeping you motivated. That's right. You will feel it this need, this desire, this craving to be able to produce milk. That's right. It will always be there. And you know that this desire will always be growing, because all milk will trigger this desire to grow. And so whenever you're losing the motivation for whatever reason, this desire will be there, like a safety net catching you. It will be strong, it will be intense, because you know you want to be able to produce milk. You fantasize about it, you dream about it, you crave it, and you need it. And this strong need, this strong desire and craving is always there to catch you, is always there to keep you motivated, because you already know that this trigger is deep in your mind, and all milk will trigger this trigger. And like all hypnotic triggers, this trigger will grow stronger every time it is used, meaning that every time you see milk, this trigger will become a little bit more effective, increasing your craving, your need to lactate, just a little bit more and more and more. That's right. And this trigger is already deep in your mind. And even though most of the time you won't even be aware that it's happening, it will happen every time you see milk. Your subconscious mind will see the milk, and it automatically increases your desire to lactate, just a little bit. But as the trigger is growing stronger, every time it will increase it just a tiny bit more than the last time, and the next time a tiny bit more. And sooner or later, the cumulative effect of the subconscious conditioning will become overwhelming, and you want to induce lactation. And you know when you do that this need, this craving, this desire is always there for you, like a safety net, always ready to keep you on track, to keep you motivated, so that sooner or later you will induce lactation and you will begin to lactate and you will be able to produce milk. And before I wake you up soon, I want you to think about how amazing it's going to be when you're able to produce milk, and you know exactly why you want to produce milk, and you can see your motivation, and you can see yourself when you achieve this goal. It is going to be, that's right, just dive into the fantasy, feel it, experience it, see how amazing it is going to be once you're able to lactate, how wonderful it's going to be. And let this increase your desire, increase your motivation. Let it kickstart this whole process that sooner or later, inevitably, will lead you to a point where you are able to give milk and where you have fulfilled your fantasy. That's right. And now it's time to wake you back up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. Now let's begin. 0. Go a little bit deeper. Feel all the triggers sinking deeper into your mind, knowing this is going to happen to you. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more alert. 3. More and more awake. 4. As you come back halfway there, or so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All your vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up. And 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening to this, and goodbye.